Big L.
The station with the happy difference. Bringing it back on the memory station.
Thank you, Julian. Good afternoon.
You're better off when your radio's on.
Live from a darkened bunker outside of Atlanta, Georgia.
It's across the pond we go with the Rick Ainley Show. Great music to get you through the day on Big L Radio.
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound. The nuttiest sound around. So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockin'est, rock-steady beat of madness. One step beyond!
Actually quite a short song, that Madness, One Step Beyond. 2 minutes 16 seconds, pure magic. And a very good afternoon to you. I'm Rick Ainley, coming to you from the Big L Studios just outside Atlanta. We're live again this hour, which means our usual stuff. Little change to the One-ish Note Wonder. I'll tell you more about that later. We've got a Beat the Chime coming up shortly, and an hour of great music, including this one.
Light.
They were rocking all over the world in 1977. Got to number three in the British charts. Status Quo, of course. So during the night, we got woken up rather rudely to a huge thunderstorm about 2 o'clock this morning. Unexpected. We were not expecting one in the night. Torrential rain, and where I just saw a map of where we live, we had close to 4 inches of rain in about 2 hours. And so phones went beep, beep, beep. We got a flash flood warning. It's like, oh boy. And we got back to sleep, but you know, it's second time this week my sleep has been disturbed by the phone. I'll talk about the next one a little later on. But I tell you what, to be woken up by a thunderstorm, and it was a doozy. I was watching the room light up with lightning flashes everywhere. So, and it's not been that hot and humid either. Nah, never mind. Life is full of its little surprises.
Listen in. Listen in. This is the place to win.
Whatever you do, don't take on Mother Nature, because you will never, ever win. That's King Canute, that one, eh? How well did it work out for him? Alrighty, beat the chime time now. We're going to play you a well-known song. Got to number one. This one did, so a bit of a clue. And I have replaced a word or a phrase, sometimes a song title, sometimes not. This one is not. What do you think I replaced with Big Ben?
I'm sure he once walked down our street, cause he painted kids who were out on the feet. The clothes he wore had all seen.
Put a brass band in any song and I am toast.
I'm sure he once walked down our street, cause he painted kids who were out on the feet. The clothes he wore had all seen.
Here's the number to call.
Email studio at biglradio.co.uk. Call 01255-808-113.
Wherever you go, the best songs are on the Big L. The heart and soul of rock and roll.
Goodbye, my. the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say? This away, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Did well on both sides of the Atlantic, 1961. Well, got to number one in the American charts and was a top 10 hit over in the UK. Ray Charles, of course, and Hit the Road. Before that, we gave you a bit of Sparks with Beat the Clock, and a few of you did.
We've got a winner.
Quite a few, actually. Anita, congratulations. Well done. Paul and Melanie, on the nose. Steve and Jenny, yes, you're right, and said, yeah, you had lots of thunderstorms too. Yeah, of course, you had that heat wave for a while, a long while, actually, and it finally broke. We get those kind of daily around here. But yeah, a lot of rain. And David and Trina, you would have got it right too. You'd like some Fox's Glacier Mints. Ah, they were my mum's favourite, actually. Every time I used to come home and visit her, I always used to buy a load of those at Tesco's as a nice little surprise for her. And Patricia from Munich, no, it's not. You've got the song right, but what's the missing words? Now, the final chance to hear it.
I'm sure he once walked down our street because he painted out on the feet, the clothes they wore had all seen.
If you think you know the answer, studio at bigradio.co.uk. And don't be afraid.
It's only radio.
This is Big L. Whoopee!
It's 1966 again.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I'd go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food. I cleaned your house. And this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha-ha. Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet. And when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
It's hard to think that it actually became a top five hit on both sides of the Atlantic from the Big L 500. Napoleon the 14th and they're coming to take me away. Hee ha ha ho ho. And the B-side was actually the song in reverse. You know, the old trick they used to do, putting on quarter-inch tape and sending it backwards? Well, they did it and released it as the B-side. The song was re-released in 1973, but didn't do as well on both sides of the Atlantic either. Okie dokie!
You must eat the sausage roll!
Congratulations to Anita, who just left me a message saying she likes some coconut ice. Oh, I remember that stuff. Where are we? Paul and Melanie on the nose. Steve and Jen, yes. David and Trina, and they would like some Fox's Glacier Mints. Of course, the song came from Brian and Michael, Matchstick Men, Matchstick Cats and Dogs, and Seen Better Days was the phrase I was looking for.
Big L, it's a blast!
It painted Salford smoke it up, some cardboard boxes from the shop, and parts of Ancoats where I used to play. I'm sure he once walked down our street, cause he painted kids who were out on the feet. The clothes he wore had all seen better days. Lowry didn't care much anyway. They said he just paints cats and dogs and matchstick men in boots and clubs, and Lowry said that's just the way they'll stay. And he painted matchstick men and matchstick cats and dogs. He painted kids on the corner of the street. Started calling him to come on down and wear the old flat cap. They said, tell us all about your ways and all about them Salford days. Is it true you're just an ordinary chap? And he painted matchstick men and matchstick cats and dogs. He painted kids on the corner of the street that was parking. Takes his brush and he waits outside them factory gates to paint his matchstick men and matchstick cats and dogs. Now Lowry's hung upon the wall beside the greatest of them all, and even the Mona Lisa takes a bow. This tired old man with air like snow told northern folk it's time to go. The fever came and the good Lord mopped his brow.
And he left his matchstick men and matchstick cats and dogs. He left his kids on the corner of the street that was parking clubs. Now he takes his brush and he waits outside the pearly gates.
Matchstick men and matchstick cats and dogs. And he left his matchstick men and matchstick cats and dogs.
I will admit I've not heard that song for a very long time, and I was in the studio last night building the show for today, and I clicked on it by accident in my library of sent, you know, it's all computerized files, and I thought, I'm going to turn that into a competition, and I did, and congratulations. And Patricia from Munich got in under the wire, and so did Linda from LGC. You all got in under the wire. Literally, your emails landed as I was about to hit the button to play the song, so congratulations on that. And then where are we? Napoleon. Yeah, Stephen Jenny said great stuff on the Napoleon XIV. Haven't heard that for ages. Yeah, we bring that out. And I've got another little musical surprise for you that you may not have heard, but you'll know immediately when I play it as part of the One Note Wonder coming up a little later on. All right, it's time now for our Power Trio. This week, a little bit of a different one. We're going to do duets. You're going to hear from Peter and Gordon, David and Jonathan, and Chad and Jeremy. So sit back, relax. It's kind of a shorter Power Trio this week because they're shorter songs. But either way, it's going to be a good eight and a half minutes worth of sausage rolls, fish and chips, all that food. And if full English breakfast, all the stuff I'm missing right now.
It took 50 years to make them, and only one station's playing them. The heart and soul of rock and roll. Big L.
Woman, do you love me? Woman, if you need me, then believe me, I need you. Ask me how I'm doing. What shall I say? Things are okay, but I know that they're not, and I still may have lost. Woman, do you love me? Woman, if you need me, then believe me, I need you to be my woman. I hope you'll take your time.
I need to, I need to, I need to. to, I need to make you see what you mean to me. Until I do, I'm hoping you will know what I mean. I love you. I think you know by now, I'll get to you somehow. Until I do, I'm telling you so you'll understand. Michelle, ma belle, sont les mots qui vont très bien ensemble, très bien ensemble. I will say the only words I know so you'll understand, my Michelle.
The Saturday Tea Time Show.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walk by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant light, starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. When the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. And dream of you.
What a beautiful song from Chad and Jeremy on a power trio called A Summer Song. And I saw Chad and Jeremy live when I lived in the DC area, so probably about 15 years ago. It was a phenomenal concert. We had Billy J. Kramer, no Dakotas. We had Peter, no Peter and Gordon, because, you know, obviously there. And this was a long time ago. And a couple of other artists from the 60s. Oh, we had a couple of the Searchers. I don't know why we called them the C's or the Chers, but we had a couple of those as well. It was a great night. And that was our power trio for this week. And Howard let me know, of course, the first song you heard in the group a little bit there, Woman by Peter and Gordon, was written by a guy called Bernard Webb. It turned out to be Paul McCartney. Well, I didn't know that. And then, of course, the second song, Michelle, I did know was written by Lennon and McCartney. So it would have been cool if the third song had been Lennon and McCartney, but it wasn't. It was somebody completely different. But that was our power trio for this week. Earlier on, I mentioned getting woken up in the middle of the week. Obviously, this night was a thunderstorm, but a couple of nights ago, about 3 o'clock in the morning, all the phones in the house go, "Wee." You know that noise because you got an alert recently during the daytime. This was 3 in the morning. And of course, we all stumble out of bed. We're like, what's going on? Is it a tornado warning? Because that's what you normally get at 3 a.m. But the weather was great. It was, you know, a nice balmy night, nothing, no wind. And it's like, what is it? Turned out it was, it worked out okay in the end. But in the next county, Paulding County is where I live, and I'm very close to that, a 9-year-old girl had gone missing. And so they sent out a public safety alert. They found her. She'd done what 9-year-olds will often do, run away. Everything was safe. It was all great. We often get a thing called Amber Alerts when kids get kidnapped and stuff. But I tell you what, that, and then I don't know how this happened. I get back to sleep and my phone wakes me up at 4 o'clock in the morning with an alarm, just a 4 a.m. alarm. Now, I had one I haven't used for 6 months. Last time I took a flight. And so I'm like, did that alert turn it on? Or was it a bug in the phone? So it was not the best. It's been not the best sleepy night for the week, but you know, it is what it is. We will all survive, you know, as we get older. Of course, we wake up in the night anyway to do what nature needs us to do. Still to come, of course, we will be doing our One Note Wonder, and it's a little different this week.
Oh, a plumber's van. Ah, just what I need. What's the number? 0127384. Oh, missed it.
Losing business due to your phone number? Why not get a memorable one, like 24/7 24/7 or 555 555, and connect it to your existing mobile, home or office number, or even your broadband service? Find your perfect memorable number at phonenumbers.store and use discount code RADIO. phonenumbers.store.
Whenever news breaks, FSN is there.
William Denzelow, New York.
Rebecca Brunden, Mumbai.
Kevin Ozebek, Brussels.
For more than 25 years, and now from more than 20 bureaus, FSN has brought award-winning objective coverage of world events to TV, radio, and digital networks. For more information, visit us online at featurestory.com.
Here at Big L International, all the staff and crew would like to say a big thank you to everybody who has made a donation towards the running cost of the station. If you would like to make a donation, you can either visit donate.bigl.co.uk and click on Donate, or if you would like to make a regular monthly contribution, please go to the homepage on the Big L website. Please help us to keep the music alive. Thank you.
Mersey Mini Golf Hire is ideal for weddings, parties and events. Indoor or outdoor, our 9-hole mini golf course is ideal for all ages and will keep your guests entertained at your function or event. Find us on Facebook, Mersey Mini Golf Hire, or call 01255 808049, or visit our website, merseydisco.co.uk.
ReadSafe, the Norfolk PAT tester. We offer a complete PAT testing service to businesses of all sizes in Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridge and Essex. Established in 2002, fully insured and using only professional, fully calibrated test equipment. Why not see if ReadSafe can help with your electrical appliance inspection needs? Visit readsafe.co.uk or call 01603 409 629. ReadSafe, the Norfolk PAT tester.
Hi, this is Phil Troll. Just popped in to tell you about my extravaganza every Saturday night between 8 and 10 and repeated Thursday mornings between 1 and 3 with music from the 50s, 60s and 70s and occasional theme shows. Be there or be square.
Big Gal.
Where the action is.
It's Rick Ailey on Saturday afternoon on Big L Radio.
I was cruising in my Stingray late one night, and an XKE
hugging each other while we sat out the light. We both popped the clutch when the light turned green. You should have heard the whine from a screaming machine. I flew past the brayish swamps and crimson pride, and all that Jack could see were my six tail lights. He passed me at Doheny, then I started to smirk, but I pulled her out and there we were at Dead Man's Curve.
Last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Won't come back from Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve. Dead Man's Curve.
Jan and Dean and Dead Man's Curve. Back in the day, they were called Tragedy Songs, or as American radio DJs called them, the Splatter Platters. All right, we ready for something just a little bit different?
Here's how the contest works.
Gonna play you a theme tune beginning. Theme tune, I said. If you can guess the name of the cartoon, I'll take two answers to this because they appeared in both. One was them and the other was the other. What do you think? Oh, I can feel the grey matter shifting. Blow the cobwebs off.
Email studio at biglradio.co.uk. Call 01255-808-113.
Wherever you go, the best songs are on the Big L. The heart and soul of rock and roll.
When I was a little girl, I had a rag doll, only doll I've ever owned. Now I love you just the way I love that rag doll. But only now my love has grown. And it gets stronger.
I can Tina Turner, River Deep, Mountain High. Well, this one is stumping you a little bit, so let's play the longer version of the intro. Does that make it more obvious? Studio at biglradio.co.uk if you think you know the answer.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting. Something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night. Up to the moment when we said our first hello, little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right. For strangers in the night. Love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night.
That was a double number one, Both Sides of the Atlantic, 1966, for Frank Sinatra. What a beautiful voice. And Strangers in the Night. This one is stumping, but we do.
We've got a winner.
Paul and Melanie, congratulations. You're on the nose. David and Trina, no, it's not what you think. And then I've had a couple of voicemails saying, hey, we're stumped. Good one. Just think of a dog sniggering or snickering.
Smile for me, my Diane. I'm in heaven when I see you smile.
See you smile.
Smile for me, my Diane.
My Diane.
The road leading home.
Oh.
the road leading home.
To number one, 1964 in the British charts. Top 10 entry for them in the US. The Bachelors and Diane. Steve and Jenny have got it on the nose. I'll take a couple of answers. But it's stumping you a bit, so we're going to get the answer after we hear from Diana Ross and the Supremes. A bit of O-Town for you, In and Out of Love, of course, Diana Ross and the Supremes. Well, congratulations to Steve and Jenny and Paul and Melanie, you got it right. David and Trina, you can have your bottle of Orange Fanta. It was Dastardly and Muttley in their flying machine, Stop the Pigeon, or I would have taken Wacky Races as well.
Big L, it's a blast!
You snickering, floppy-eared hound. When courage is needed, you're never around. Those medals you wear on your moth-eaten chest should be there for bungling at which you are best. So stop the pigeon, 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 stop the pigeon. Ow! Nab him, jab him, tab him, grab him, stop that pigeon. You silly, stop sneaking, it's not worth a chance, for you'll be returned by the seat of your pants. And Clunk, you invent me a thingamabob that catches that pigeon or I lose my job. So stop the pigeon, 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 stop the pigeon. Ow! Nab him, jab him, tab him, grab him, stop the pigeon now!
Did that bring back some memories? It certainly did for me. And last night, the whole family, me, went off to see the new Coyote versus Acme film. Really enjoyed it. It was silly. And right now, with the world being where it is, we need silly.
It's another wonderful weekend.
Another forgotten song from the vinyl graveyard.
I was born and raised down in Alabama, on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt, cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. Oh, life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. 2 days later, Papa passed away, and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I tried to do my best. It's up to you. One day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, cause every day I had to work the fields, cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, strength to make another day. Though years have passed and all the kids have grown, they just took Mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years, saying, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up.
Oh, I tell you what we'll do. We'll make it a little bit more normal again next week. Oh, I'll put my teeth back in. That was Clarence Carter and Patches. Got to number 2 in the British charts, number 4 in the American, 1970. And that's it. Thank you for letting me keep you company, and thank you for keeping me company for the last hour. I'll be back again with you next Saturday. Danny Van Damme is next, Paul Voss at 7, and then Phil Troll between 8 and 10 tonight, UK time. I'll lead you with Randy Van Warmer. What a great name. It's like Lusty Trunk Bucket or something. Bye-bye.
Packed in the morning, I stared out the window, and I struggled for something to say. You left in the rain without closing the door. I didn't stand in your way. Now I miss you more than I missed you before. And now where I'll find comfort, God knows. 'Cause you left me just where